Welcome, everyone. It is time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are very glad that you are joining us today. I just put a little ad on Facebook reminding people, you know, hey, join in. We're glad you're with us. You know, this exciting week after week to be able to share the Word of God with all of you. And now there are so many more listeners as this station has gone FM, and we are 106.1 FM in this Clearwater main part of Tampa Bay, and 104.3 FM up in the Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel area, along with the three AM stations here on Tantalk. And we are excited that that has happened, and we're also very excited to have our shows played every Saturday and Sunday, and on the Starcom Radio Network. So the way to access those, 10 a.m. Eastern, every Saturday and every Sunday, www.starcomradionetwork.com. So write that down somewhere, four words. My people around here make fun of me always saying four words, but it's four words, easy to remember, starcomradionetwork.com, 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. We are live every Sunday afternoon right here in the studio in Clearwater, and I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and it's a joy to be right here sitting in this chair at 3 o'clock almost every single Sunday afternoon. Occasionally, if I'm out of town, my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, will host the show, but for the most part, I'm here, and I love to be here. And we are in our 10th year on the air at Tantalk, and we love the ownership here and the other engineers and everybody associated with this station and these stations, and it's a joy to be here. So today we're going to be talking about some exciting things. We're in our new series entitled You're in the Will. Guess what? You're in the will. That applies to you. You are part of that inheritance. And we're going to talk a lot about the inheritance today with two of our radio team members, Cindy Logan from up in Indiana. And we're going to have another new contributor start today. So I'll tell you about her when she gets on the air with us in just a little while. So we have been blessed so mightily in the last several months, it seems, that we're in a new place in God. We've been talking about it a lot. It's called a new season. It's a time when God is doing new things, and he's revealing himself in mighty ways. He's showing us his nature. He's showing us his purpose for us. He's showing us how much he loves us. He's showing us the plans that he has for each of us individually. He is moving in a mighty way, not only in our Wednesday night gathering that we have every week in Clearwater, but also every day in our lives. We see and we hear reports from so many that say that God is changing them from the inside out. That is what we are all about at Beacon of Hope. Our slogan is and has been since the beginning, 15 years ago, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. That is what this ministry is all about. I'm going to give you that slogan one more time so it kind of gets down on the inside of you so you really realize what we are about at Beacon of Hope Ministries. Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. That's what we're about. And so because of that, and because our goal each week is to bring you good news, the good news of the gospel, in a practical way, a way that will change your life, a way that will bless you, a way that you can say, wow, I get that. Oh, I get that. Now I understand that concept. That's our goal always on living the good life. We want you to experience that good life that God has for you. The Bible says the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. Have you put your trust in him? If you haven't, you'll be given that opportunity today during the show, more than likely. The goal of all of these shows is to present Jesus, present the Spirit of the living God, present the Father God in such a way that you see him more clearly, that you understand his purpose for your life more definitely, that the Word of God comes alive in you as we teach it. That is our purpose around here. We have goals for every single show. We want to see what God wants to get done in the show. That's what we want to do. Always, God, what do you want done today on this show? And so with that, we are going to start with some prayer before we get to our first song. And if you have a moment, give somebody a call or a friend, a family member, and say, hey, why don't you tune in to Living the Good Life today with me? And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, 106.1 FM or 104.3 FM, wherever else you are around the world, it is www.tantalk1340.com on your computer. So you can actually go there. Dear Lord, we thank you. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts because we love you and we love your word. And we are so excited to be able to study your word today, to get to know your word in a deeper way. And Lord, we are so ready to hear your voice speak to us. We want the anointed word of God to get down on the inside of us like never before. We want to come alive in your spirit today. That is what we're all about. And we give you the glory and the praise before we see it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we have two of our radio team members that are going to call in and be on the show today. One of them has just called in. Who is on hold? Tell me who you are.
Got Cindy here.
All right, Cindy. All right, Cindy from Indiana. Dr. Angel's going to join us in a minute, too. And we'll have to introduce her to our listening audience as soon as she does. And Cindy, I was just with you about 3 weeks ago up in Indiana, and we had a wonderful baptismal time with your family and then a great talk about our new upcoming revival that's coming up in October up there in Indiana. What a blessed time to be with you. And how is your family? And did they enjoy being baptized?
They did. They all said, tell you hello today.
Great.
Send their love. They really enjoyed it. Angie and Josh regretted later that they weren't more prepared. They kind of felt left out. Josh said he thought he might want to get baptized too. So
wow.
He just wasn't ready. I said, but made an impression. So next time around,
well,
we'll let the Lord deal with him, but
well, you know,
the others are doing great.
Great.
Everybody's doing great.
Well, you know that October 22nd and 23rd, we're going to be right back there in Newcastle, Indiana, where my church was for 7 years. And I have been gone from that church, that ministry, for 25 years. And so we're going to have a big reunion, and we're going to have a wonderful two-night revival out at the Cornerstone Campground in Newcastle. out by 3 and 70. That's where it is, and it's going to be fantastic. And Cindy, they have a pool. Now, I don't know if the pool will still be open, that we could baptize some more people, but we'll check that out, and we'll have Megan find that out for us. But we know they do have a pool, and we know that they do baptize out there. So that might work also. So looking forward to being up there with you on October 22nd and 23rd. I hope you're rounding up the people from your neck of the woods.
I'm working on it.
All right.
I sure am. I'm putting the word out.
Great, great. Starting at 5 o'clock for any of you up there in the tri-state area, Newcastle, Indiana, at the corner of, really at the corner of 3 and 70. State Road 3 and U.S. 70. That's where we'll be, at Cornerstone Campground, October 22nd and 23rd. So looking forward to those days. All right. Today we're talking about our inheritance, everything that God has for us. The title is You're in the Will. And we're talking about the freedom that we have in Him. So we're going to kick this show off with a great song. It's actually one we do at Beacon periodically. I Am Free. Here we go. Get ready to tap your foot, clap your hands, dance wherever you might be. This is a great song. Praise God, I am free, and you can be too. We can all enjoy this freedom in God, which we are going to talk about more today. Dr. Angel, are you on the air with Cindy and I?
I am here.
Whoa, welcome. Cindy and I give you, don't we, Cindy, a big welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Doctor, before we go on, you and I do a Thursday night show called Go Yard, and you can just say a little bit about that before we get into the scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. And if y'all have your Bible with you, you can be finding Ephesians 1, 7, and we'll let Dr. Angel Falzoni talk about our Thursday night show and the fact that now she is a regular contributor from time to time here with the radio team on Living the Good Life. So talk to us, Dr. Angel.
Well, Go Yard is an interactive life coaching show that just helps us to hit those home runs in life, to help us learn to live life and live it well and to live abundantly.
Yes.
And get us stuck out of those ruts. And
yes.
So great topics, great information, and a good positive information to help us just keep pushing forward.
It's life coaching, isn't it?
We
take topics. This past week we talked about when life gives us lemons. What do we do with that, right?
Yes, we did. And we talked about how to turn those negatives and find that positive in our life and whatever that is, and could be part of our calling. It could be part of our purpose, but turning and finding positive, the negatives we all experience.
Right. It was a great show. You can go to the podcast here, Go Yard, here on Tan Talk 1340 and catch up on some shows, or our website, goyard2014.org. And, you know, Dr. Angel, it occurs to me and Cindy, as we look at Ephesians 1:7, that Go Yard, our life coaching show, is all about being free, you know, being free from all the junk. And that's what living the good life is all about. Living that good life is all about walking the blessings of God that He has for us and not being mired down all the time in the same old junk. Talk to me about that, Angel, and then we'll get Cindy's opinion on that before we go to verse 7 of Ephesians 1.
Well, you know, it is. It is all about that freedom and learning. We can't move forward well and live that good yard life and if we're not living and walking in our freedom every day, which is so awesome because God gives us that freedom. We
yes.
have to tap into it, and we have to put it into our lives.
And it's a matter of really making the effort to find that freedom in so many areas of our lives, isn't it? It's not it doesn't just happen overnight.
No, it doesn't just happen. You're right. It's purposeful, and it's something that we have to work towards, and we have to tap into and keep moving forward with that.
Oh, amen. Cindy, you want to comment on that?
Just in agreement with Dr. Angel, it is it's something you have to purposefully and intentionally tap into daily. You can walk around in that junk of depression, guilt, all the stuff that the devil would want to put on you.
Right.
That chain us up every day, and it happens daily. It's all the time, and it seems it's getting more and more intense. The devil's purpose is more intentional in these days, and we have to purposefully get up and know that God can set us free and take those chains off every day when we walk out the door. However we go about doing that, prayer, praying in the Spirit, reading devotional,
Amen.
Whatever means gets us there to tap into the positive thinking that we need to be set free every day.
Oh, amen. Angel, did you notice that Cindy used our two favorite words, purposeful and intentional?
Yes, I did notice. Because it really is. This doesn't happen. It's
right.
Definitely very purposeful.
It is. It's we have got to get the truths of God's word down on the inside of us so that when the devil, when life's hassles, when the disappointments, the distractions, the discouragements, when those things come at us, we have a reservoir down on the inside of us to draw from. So let's look at part of that reservoir, and it's Ephesians 1:7, and it says this in the Message Bible: because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people. free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out for us in Christ. And, you know, this was in the heart of the Father. Angel, way back before the foundation of the earth, God had us in mind, didn't he? And he had a plan, did he not?
Absolutely. He had a plan from the beginning. And actually, I was following along with you in the NIV, and they actually used the word that he purposed this in Christ.
Oh, wow. There you go. All right. He purposed it. Yes. So talk to me about that, Angel. And then we'll get Cindy's take on that. And why was this a purpose? Why was this so important to God the Father?
Well, his whole purpose is for us to live that abundant life. And
yes.
For him to save us and to cleanse us. And this is one of my favorite parts of scripture because it tells me, this is the one I quote to myself all the time because it tells me who I am in Christ.
Right.
It's still found in these passages.
Yes.
You know, it tells me that I'm blessed, that he chose me before the world to set me free, that he predestined me. He adopted me. Like, that's
Woo!
A big deal.
Amen.
You know?
Yes.
And he has forgiven me. And like, this is what my affirmation that I use all the time to know who I am in Christ.
Amen.
And that's part of getting that freedom life and putting it in inside so that I have something to go to battle with when that life brings that stuff up our way that's not always so fun to deal with.
You are exactly right. And Cindy, how many times do we have those days where we almost tend to forget who we really are? We get so enmeshed in the problems of the day, the hassles, the negative stuff that happens or comes our way. And what I hear you saying, Angel, and Cindy too, is we've got to have a conscientious effort made continually in our minds and our hearts to stay in the knowledge of our freedom. Cindy, comment on that, will you? And then we'll go back to the scripture here.
It is a choice. I mean, and honestly, I'm going through some hard times right now. Life is beating me up, I feel like. There's a lot of negative people in our lives, and things happen to us that we don't expect. We get blindsided by events that we don't see coming, and
right.
That's when I think it takes us out that's the times when I get beat up the most. It's like that's when I forget who I am or what God's doing in my life and what my purpose is here. Is those negatives are so overwhelming that when they hit us, sometimes we just forget and get mired down in that junk. We have to stay faced up, one of our favorite words.
Right, it is.
In what God's word says about us and about who we are and what power we have. Over most of all is the power we have in the Holy Spirit to overcome this stuff.
Oh, amen.
But I tell you, on a day-to-day basis, it's so easy to forget because we want to feel like the victim, I guess. I do sometimes. Like, oh, how could this happen to me? I didn't see that coming.
Right.
God, what is going on?
Right.
You know, I question everything. And just put too much thought into it.
Right.
Instead of just saying, hey, enough is enough, devil. I know who I am in Jesus.
Amen.
We don't have to put up with this.
No, we don't. Look at verse 11 of Ephesians 1. It's in Christ, that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Talk to me, Angel, about that and what Cindy was just saying.
Well, you know, who we are, everything we are is in Christ. And he outlines it so well, who I am, not just who God is, but who I am in him.
Right.
And my plans and my purposes are his plans and purposes that I am tapping in to fulfill for my life and for my purpose here on earth to fulfill his will.
Exactly.
And staying connected is really the key to that, because we can have our own plans for our life and we can have our own desires, but if we're not tapping into what God's plans and purposes are for us, we're really missing out.
No, you're exactly right. And that's why it's so important to understand this topic we're talking about, you're in the will, because when we know that we are a part of God's chosen family, the family of believers, then we realize, wait a minute, I've got something here I can tap into. Talk to me about that, Cindy, because that's what Angel's saying here too. That we got it. We've just got to remind ourselves, I think.
Well, she's right in saying that. I mean, that is the purpose of our existence, is what God has predestined, our plan and our path.
Yes.
And until we really get a hold of that and seek that daily and ask God to put us on the right path that will lead us to the direction that he wants us to go, that's what we do. We get up and we plan our life. We decide what we're going to do, what we're going to be, where we're going to work, where we need to go to school. All those things we choose ourselves may or may not be in God's plan. And in fact, this morning I'm sitting here, I watched a good movie that just stirred up a lot of stuff in me. It's called Mothers and Daughters. And the relationships that we have,
right,
all our lives with those family members.
I saw that too. That is good. Yeah.
That might set us on a path that we choose because of our hurts or
right.
our fears.
Yes.
And it may be just totally not what God has planned for us. And then we make wrong decisions and we make mistakes. And we keep doing this over and over the years of our life. Based on how maybe our childhood or what we suffered or what we endured or what somebody said to us to spiral us into this behavior, whatever it is, whatever junk it is, it takes us off the course that God has for us. And it may take years and later in life, like myself, before you really get a hold of God's plan and your purpose. I think I lived my entire life till my 50s, not even realizing that God has a definite plan and purpose for my life.
Amen.
And not seeking that, you're just lost. It's lost in a sea of wilderness out here, making all these decisions that bounce us around from event to event until
right.
you get to this place where I'm at, where you say, we don't know how much longer we have on this earth. How many days we have left to accomplish God's plan and God's
purpose. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So I've realized it's time to get busy. It's time to really focus on
God's
plan. That's the only plan that matters to eternity, not all the stuff that I wanted to do or I accomplished or, and it doesn't matter at this point if I made the mistake, if I chose the wrong
path. Yeah, you can't
path.
Go back and change things.
What?
Yeah.
No, you can't sit here and beat myself up.
No,
I did a little bit of that this morning. But hey, what really matters is now, and with what time we have left on this earth, is what are we supposed to be doing for God's kingdom? What did he ordain for us? What is the plan that he has for us?
Oh.
But, like everything else, that doesn't come overnight.
No.
It takes a while, some longer than others, to get a hold of even the fact that God has a plan for us.
That's exactly right.
So many wander around through life asking, what is the purpose of life? What am I doing here? What am I supposed to be doing?
Dr. Angel, you've got to speak to this, the stuff that she's saying right now, because you and I talk about this a lot, and Cindy's right on here.
Yes, I love everything that she said. I think a lot of us have just gone through life a lot not really realizing that God, the creator of all things, has a plan for me, little me, in my life. And, we all make choices and decisions, and sometimes we didn't even think about, is this something God would want for me or not? And we just kind of go through life. But what I have found, which is totally amazing to me, is everything I've done, every course I've learned or job I've had, God has used all of that in his purpose as I've gone through. And
he?
Nothing has been wasted. Not
right.
one thing.
Did you hear that,
amazing.
Cindy? Did you hear that? I mean, seriously, yeah. Angel, you are exactly right. And when we look at it that way, that God can use our failures, our mistakes, our wrong choices, and turn them around for our good. That's Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And that mindset, Angel, when we have that, then how do we respond when we are feeling like we've really messed up and taken some wrong turns. Speak to that, Angel.
Well, and I think that's something a lot of people struggle with, and it's that, you know, we internalize kind of that shame and that guilt, and we are harder on ourselves than I think anybody else could ever
be.
Oh, yeah. And we just have to believe that God has forgiven me when I ask for forgiveness. He has put it in the sea of forgetfulness. And I have to learn that I can't continue walking in this guilt and shame. I'm forgiven, and I need
Amen.
To let it go and not Amen. Carry it with me.
You're exactly right. And both of you are saying that through life, you have kind of learned, wait a minute, all these things do come together for my good, and God really does have a purpose and a plan for me. Was there a time in your life, Cindy, where you did not have any idea that God had a plan for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the circumstances surrounding my growing up and becoming a young adult, there was no teaching, no, I knew Jesus loved me, that's what I did know, but I had no idea that God ordained a purpose for my life, and
right.
I struggled so many years as a teen, especially, trying to figure out where I fit into this life that I've been given, and what's it all about? Mainly, why am I suffering so much? I used to think, why do I go through this? Why is God letting this happen to me? And, you know, it took me years and years to look back and say, as we've been saying, God takes that mess and it becomes a message.
Amen.
Growing up, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that all the bad stuff that I had been dealt, unfairness, many times the unfairness that life had given me, God knew that was going to happen. God saw that in his plan, and he didn't ordain all that junk to happen to me. But at this point in my life, he has turned it all around to where I can stand here today and say, you know, I have a message to someone else who has suffered this
Amen.
Or who has gone through this. And no, Woo! It's a lifetime. I mean, I was a pretty mature adult before I realized, and that was just by teaching, getting in this word and hearing others like yourself teach me and tell me. This is not all in vain. There is a purpose in all of this. God has a plan for your life. And until I really started hearing from him and hearing the words come from God himself over my life, did I realize that there is a purpose in all of us being born into this world.
Oh, amen. With that said...
I was up there in age before I got a hold of that.
That's all right. You did it. So with that said, let's look at verse 11 of Ephesians 1. And then, Angel, I'm going to ask you to tie this together with what Cindy is just saying here. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. I'm in the Message Bible. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. And if you want to share it out of the NIV, feel free. I love that in the Message. He had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. That's before we ever understood what it was all about. Part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. Okay, Angel, talk.
Well, you know, and I think that's so amazing with God is that because he is so purposeful, and while we were not even here, he had a plan and a purpose, and then he's so patient to wait for us to walk and live in this earth and then learn to seek him for that. And it didn't change, and it wasn't like, oh wow, Steve's not getting it, so maybe I'm moving on to the next person kind
right.
of thing. He's so patient with that.
Yes.
And it's funny because, like, you know, I've lived some life, and I look back, and I like to call them my little seeds of where I could see God being planted in certain parts of my life, even before I ever really was able to believe in who he was and accept him. There were these little faith nuggets getting planted in my life, and one of them was this profound moment in a youth camp when I was 16, and I was just a very rebellious teenager. And some minister came and said, God's got a calling for you, and you're going to change lives. And I looked at him like he was crazier than crazy. And here I am, for, you know, a lot later in life. And you know what? That was He did. And that was a faith nugget. Woo! And that was even a decade before I came to know who God was, who he was.
Wow. But isn't that, doesn't that prove what Paul is writing right here in Ephesians 1? That we, God had us, he already knew that he had designed us for glorious living. He actually has designed everybody for that. But that doesn't mean that they're all going to do that. Because that calling has to be accepted. That calling.
It's part of the free will.
It's the free will, isn't it? And so often people know that there's got to be more to life than this. But they don't think about the spiritual component. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at verse 13 of Ephesians 1. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. Once you heard the truth and believed, Cindy, heard the truth and believed, then you found yourself home free and able to walk in the blessings of God. Would you agree with that, Cindy? Just talk to me about that.
I would agree. The word says it.
There you go.
It says it. It's just that I think it, I don't know when that happened. I've been a believer for a long time, but I still, it took me many years to get a hold of the idea that I could walk in freedom.
Right. Yes.
I mean, that concept of being able to be set free of the chains that we're bound up with, it's just so hard to get a hold of that concept that you do not have to deal with that on a daily basis.
Oh.
You really have to get a lot of this word in you, a lot of God's promises. I mean, before I could really receive it, even though I was a believer, I had to get to know God better. I had
right.
to build a relationship
yes,
with Jesus
yes.
and know how to get to God.
It's all about
to
that.
Learn how to hear from God.
Right.
Some purposeful praying and reading and meditating and spending time with him.
Amen.
And it just took me a lot of years to get to that place of believing. Not that I didn't believe it, because I have faith that, that what God's word says is true, but to really receive it and be able to.
Yeah. There's a difference, isn't there?
Accept it on a daily basis.
Right.
To know it every day and know it for a fact. It just took me a lot of years to get to that place.
Angel,
I would stay bound up and mired up in the junk.
Right,
know, for
exactly.
So many years.
For so long. Angel, can you relate to that and you want to add to that and your own experience?
Absolutely, I can relate to that because I grew up in church and I heard the word, I memorized the word, but I didn't believe it for myself until I was in my mid-20s. And it was just like, oh my gosh, when those lights went on, it was like, oh my gosh, this is what this was all about. It was a full enlightening experience. And, you know, you think you go to church every Sunday, and we went Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You know, I was totally raised in the church, and it just, the message of who God was did not hit my heart
wow.
all those years. And then it did, and it was like my whole life changed in an instant.
Oh, wow. And when it does, it is such a life-changing event for most people. I think, and it doesn't, you've made a good point there, Angel. A lot of people grow up in church, but they don't get it. They don't understand why this relationship with God is so important. I think that this is a common problem with people who grow up, maybe as missionaries' kids, pastors' kids, a lot of times, they don't seem to get it until life begins to happen to them. You know what I'm saying about that?
Oh, absolutely. That can happen. And I think a lot of things can hinder it from really hitting our hearts. Sometimes we just think if we're going to church, that we're good. You know, we have our fire insurance kind of thing, which was
right.
a joke when I was a kid. But,
yeah.
you know, and life happens. And then, you know, sometimes we went to a lot of legalistic churches. So God was presented this very legalistic, punitive kind of God, and I really wanted nothing to do with that. And so it took me a while to learn that he was a loving, forgiving, you know, graceful God, and I just couldn't hear that message through all the legalism I had been taught.
We're going to talk about that whole topic right there on the other side of this song. And this song is one of my favorites. And I know I say that a lot on this show because I have so many favorite songs. But this one is People Need the Lord by Avalon. And as we're talking here today, it reminds me so much, the things that we've been talking about here, that we all need God. We need God. Cindy, would you agree? Cindy, Angel, would you agree? We need him all the time.
Every day.
Absolutely.
Every day, every minute.
And, you know, for the listeners out there that are going, well, I'm getting what you guys are talking about, but I've never really understood my need for God. Listen to this song, and then there'll be more talk on the other side.
Oh, every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears.
We need you, Lord. Yes, we need you, Lord. Praise God. Dr. Angel, I'm going to go to you first and then to Cindy. talk about that song and how it relates to what we're talking about. And then we're going to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Go ahead, Doctor, and then we'll go to Cindy.
I just think it so beautifully puts that we do have that need. We may not be able to acknowledge it. We may not understand it, but we have that need. We were created with this, you know, for us to seek after God. And so many times, so many people, and, you know, as a therapist, I see it all the time where they're trying to fill their God hole with everything else under the sun, from great jobs and earning money or relationships or whatever. They're trying to fill that hole that was given us for God.
Yes.
With everything but Him. And they're miserable.
Yes. Yes.
And we just need Him.
You know, I like the way you said there, our God hole, that place, that space in us that God created us to need Him. He really did create us, didn't He, Doctor? I mean, talk about that, and then we'll go to Cindy on this. We've got that need down on the inside of us, and other things are not going to satisfy that need.
Nothing will satisfy that need. And it's funny because, you know, some people I have had the privilege of working with have earned great deals of money, and they're able to, you know, they have great things, and you would look on their life and you're like, this is like the dream life. You're like, people would be envious, and they're so miserable because that God hole, they just haven't learned to fill it with God yet.
Exactly.
Nothing can take that place.
No. Absolutely. Cindy, talk to us about that, and then let's go to Galatians 5:1.
And the frustrating thing for me is looking at other people's lives and you know, and talking with them in conversation and hearing and seeing that there's something missing. You know, I know God is the fix. I know God is what they're missing,
right.
And it's so hard to get them to get on board and believe that. I mean, we can plant seeds and try to encourage others and help them get to that place. But I just think if we don't have that relationship with God and we don't know Him, we don't acknowledge the need for Him until we are down on our knees and we are desperate.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And there is no place else to turn, and we are so unhappy, or we get ourselves in trouble in a situation where nobody else can fix what's going on,
right?
And we're desperate, and then we pray, oh God, help me. I mean, you know, I think most people, just when life is good and we're comfortable, we just don't realize the need for God. And that's most people. We think we're doing it, like I said, we do it on our own. We make those choices. We think we're great because we got this job or that job. Life is cushy, you know, we got a lot of money, we got a lot of friends, our relationship is good. But at the end of the day, that God hole that isn't filled, we're going to feel empty and like something's missing. But I don't think we really get down to really desiring to feel that until we are desperate.
That's
and
good,
nothing else has worked.
You know what? That's a very good point. Angel, I want you to address that before we go to Galatians 5:1.
Well, and I think you're true. The desperateness, it creates a humility in us because, you know, as humans, we live in a culture where we kind of try to do everything for ourselves and figure it out for ourselves. And if we can't, you know, there's always Google. But the truth of the matter, it is, you know, and
it's
kind of the culture we have right now.
It is.
Us, this information highway, and we need to, you know, do it, figure it out, fix it, keep moving forward. And when we get above our heads and, you know, Google doesn't have the answers and we can't figure it out, we become humble, and it's in that humility that we can open ourselves up
amen.
To something bigger and greater than us.
Amen.
I think it can take big things because we're really capable people, and sometimes it takes those really big things to knock us down.
It does. And yeah, whatever that might be. With all that said, Galatians 5:1, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. And then Paul goes on to talk about rule keeping, where we feel like we're right with God if we keep all the rules. And I think this is a good place to talk about this right here, because so many people grew up in a rule keeping church. I remember hearing as growing up as a kid, you can't play cards, you can't dance, you can't chew tobacco, you can't smoke, you can't drink, and you can't run around with people who do. I remember hearing all that kind of stuff growing up. The rule-keeping thing that says you're a Christian. You know, Cindy, talk about that, and then we'll go to Angel on that.
I mean, we just, I think as a, for myself, it's like we think we're not good enough.
Yeah.
Like God, I didn't know that God loved me regardless of whether I was good or bad, that he loves you even in the bad times.
Amen. So, amen,
you know,
he does.
You just think that God doesn't want me, God doesn't want to deal with me, God is not approving of these things that I'm doing, the sin that I'm living in, whatever it might be. I think people just think that God, that they're not good enough, that we feel so broken that nobody wants us. Why would God take time for me? I just think
point.
A lot of people go through life just feeling like they're not good enough, that they're ashamed and that God is judging them for their wrongdoing
and
without knowing his love is all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, and he receives us where we're at.
And a lot of those people are entrenched in this rule-keeping religiosity, I guess I want to call it. And when they know they've been quote-unquote bad, they have not been living correctly, then they get to the point a lot of times where they're so discouraged and say, oh, this is too hard, I can't do this, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. Angel, why don't you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, well, I was raised in a legalistic system, and you know, and I think what happens is a lot of time we kind of equate our vision of who God is based on like people in church and like pastors and ministers and people that we've learned to respect in church. But what would happen is if we break a rule, it's not handled sometimes in grace and in love the way God would handle it. It's handled in criticism or judgment, and then we're fearing that's what God is doing to us. So then we want to pull away and back down and get off of that because it doesn't feel well.
Right.
And I think it's really hard to separate, you know, good Christian people are still humans and they still can make mistakes and they are not God. And
right.
When we get stuck in that rule part, God is God. God is a God of love, forgiveness, grace, mercy. He doesn't handle it the way that people around us may have handled it to make us feel more shame or guilt or embarrassment, or that we're not a good enough Christian, or that we're not enough, which comes with that kind of low God's self-esteem that we can't be good for God.
Right.
Yes, we can't.
No,
we can't be good
enough
because he loves us the way we are.
Well, exactly. We're going to make mistakes. And when we get into that kind of rule-keeping mentality, and we want to make sure we've done everything we're supposed to do, and you know, it actually just tears us up a little bit. It messes with our minds because it's a way that the devil uses condemnation to trick us into thinking it's too hard to follow the Lord. This is just too hard. I can't do this. I'm human. You know, that kind of thing. Cindy, talk about that with me, and we're going to go to Galatians 5, verse 13.
I do remember feeling like that, like I'll never be good enough.
Right.
You know, this is just too hard. I can't stop smoking, or I can't stop cussing. I can't get along with my husband. Our marriage is just not what it's supposed to be. I mean, it's all these things that we do that we feel are sin. It's just like we get to thinking that we have to be this perfect person before God will love us or receive us, and like we have to clean up everything. It's just too much. Life is no fun if I have to stop doing all these things that I enjoy doing. It's just too hard to be that perfect Christian. And I don't know, just people, I always thought that, like, I will never be good enough. I cannot do all these things that God wants me to change. And I received that from common knowledge through churches and individuals who, like we've been talking about, this is how you have to walk in Christ to be a Christian. And there's so many lies that we believe that, you know, it just really takes a long time to understand that it's really not that hard, that even though I smoke a cigarette now and then, or even though I, you know, cuss at my children now and then, or whatever it is we do, you know, as parents or individuals, God sees all of that, and he forgives us for
absolutely.
All of that stuff. And he will meet us where we're at. We don't have to clean up and be this perfect person before
right.
we can enjoy the freedom in God.
Yes.
He will meet us where we're at, and I think that's
yes.
what a lot of people just don't believe or understand, because they've never learned that, the true nature and loving nature of God and how he loves us.
You're exactly right. And when we submit to the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives and we say, okay, God, here I am. I got this going on. I got that going on. Man, I'm really struggling with this or that. And when we're honest with God and we pour it out and give him an opportunity to begin to work in us from the inside out, then we begin to change. Talk to me, Angel.
Oh, yeah. Change can't happen until we're able to be truthful and honest first with ourselves and with God as well. And I think what happens when we kind of have this rule-bound kind of faith is that first it distracts us from God, because
yes.
we're so focused on all the rules.
Right.
And second of all, that it becomes overwhelming, and then we start lying to ourselves when we've broken a rule and no one's seen. We're not so quick to let anybody know that, because we don't want to accept that condemnation.
Right.
And so it becomes, we pull ourselves away from God, kind of in that emotional connection.
Right.
So now we're not in that honest, open, humble relationship with God. And I think that is one of the biggest distractions that Christians go through today, because God just wants us who we are. He knows we're dust. That's one of my favorite verses. He just knows we're dust. I'm dust. I think I do okay for some dust. And I have
dust.
My issues,
yes.
and I have my struggles, and I'm not ever going to be perfect. And he still loves me, and he still has
Woo!
A plan, and he still has a purpose, and I'm still free.
Amen. And you're free to discover the depths of his love. You know, you're both making that point over and over again, and I love that you are. We need to be so free in God that we can accept his love when we mess up, that we can accept his forgiveness, and that we can realize, man, I'm going to shake that off and I'm moving on, and forgive me, Lord, and I'm going to do better. But just the same, we just have to, a lot of times, accept ourselves where we are and know that the power of the Holy Spirit is at work in us to change us from the inside out if we allow him to. Cindy, give me a one-minute comment here and then go to Angel. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Go ahead.
Yeah, what you just said is so good. That's just exactly what I was dealing with this morning in my own life, is just knowing that we've made mistakes, knowing that we've messed something up, or knowing it's our fault that we got to where we're at by
right.
our choices.
Right.
But knowing I can still say, God, change me. Take that trait that causes this, or whatever the root of this is, that, you know, I keep making this pattern, maybe, that I keep making these same wrong choices. It's a pattern. There's something wrong with me inside that's causing this. God, fix me. You know, just asking the Holy Spirit
Amen.
To get in there
Let
and
the
help,
Holy Spirit do
help
it.
You identify what it is that's causing the problem, and asking God to change that. It's being willing to give something up.
Amen.
Give God permission to go in there and fix what's wrong.
You're right on with that.
So,
Angel,
and that's,
you're
yeah, and that was great. I was just dealing with this morning, so for my own self, you know.
How
it's
timely.
So good how the show always comes
it
together.
It does, doesn't it?
What's going on in our lives.
It does. Angel, are you getting off at the top of the hour?
No, I can stay on a little bit longer.
Okay, all right. Yes, that's fine. Go ahead and comment, and then we've got to do station ID. But go ahead and comment on what Cindy was just saying. It's profound. You two are clicking really well together today. This is great.
It is going great. And, you know, I love how she put it, because it's just about that relationship with God. We can't walk in freedom until we're like, God, here I am. Here I am. Broken. You know, here I am with mistakes. Here I am with things that I feel and think that I don't even understand sometimes. And give it to him and let him work it in us to fit his plan and his purpose. And that's what the Holy Spirit's all about, is, you know, we don't need the spiritual soap to go to God. God's given us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's his whole job, is to help us to transform. And it's step by step, and sometimes backwards a few, and then a couple more steps. And it's just a journey.
It is a journey. We're going to talk more about this in our second hour. You have time to call friends or family and ask them to join you today on Living the Good Life as you listen. And it is a joy every week to be on the air with you. Now in our 10th year on this show, which is amazing to me, every single Sunday. In our 10th year, God has blessed us so much, so richly. You can find out more about the ministry of Beacon of Hope by going to our website, which is www.bohm, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. If you want to be a financial partner and help pay these radio bills, we welcome you to join us financially, but we don't ever make a big plea for money. But in order to do that, go to our website, bohmglobal.com, down to the bottom of the homepage.